Good morning to you. Brother Marty gets it, he's in kind of a routine on who he calls on for to introduce services, and I can generally anticipate it, so I'm better prepared than I am this morning. But we're going to be headed back to Florida within the next week. And it's really been a great blessing to us to be here for these past 3 months and to worship together with you. The Facebook experience is a good one, but it's not the same as congregational worship, corporate worship, where we can see each other's face and we can share our experiences in fellowship at the conclusion of the service. So think about us as you will during the coming week, that we'll have traveling grace to get back to a warmer climate. We hate to leave you with this cold weather coming, but the warm weather in Florida is calling us. Something I read this week just kind of struck a chord with me, and I'd like to talk just very briefly about this writing that I came across, and I don't remember exactly where it was, but it's the writing is on my bad days I seek you, on my good days I thank you, on my great days I praise you. But every day I need you. Thank you, God, for always being here for me. And I like the sentiment expressed in this writing. It's our nature to thank God and to think about God when we're having a bad day. And I truly hope that we thank Him when we're also having good and great days. But I'd like this writing better if it read something like this. Every day I seek you, even on my bad days. Every day I thank you for your grace and mercy and your many blessings. Every day I praise you for who you are and for your love toward us. Every day I need you because I can't get through this life without you. Thank you, God, for always being there for me. And I think it's important that we do thank God each day, not just when we feel a great need, but on those days when we have so many blessings to be thankful for. So if you bow with me, I'll try to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we come asking, if it be your will, that we would be enabled to feel your very presence with us this morning, as we read your word, as we sing songs of praise, and as we sit under the sound of the gospel message. Father, we pray that you would be with Brother Marty. Give him liberty that he might bring to us a message that you have placed upon his mind. Give him recall and give him strength of speech that he may deliver it with power, that we might be able to feel your very words in our heart. Father, we pray for this church. We pray for each believer who goes to make up this body. We pray that we would come together with one heart and one mind, and that being to worship your name and to give you all honor and glory. Father, we pray for those who meet in your name wherever they may be. We ask that you would bless them, be with them, lift them up. Father, we ask that you would be with each one who has been mentioned this morning, those who are sick, those who are facing severe illness. We pray that you would strengthen them, be with their caregivers, guide their hands, that if it be your will, their health may be restored. Father, we pray for those who have lost loved ones. We ask that you fill them with your felt spirit. Father, be with this country. Father, we realize there's so much conflict and divisiveness. We just ask that you would give us a spirit of reconciliation, that we might once again be a country under God, one country under God. Father, we know that there are many things that we have failed to do in your name. We ask for forgiveness. Father, we ask that you go with us through the remainder of this service. Bless us that we may take the message to heart, that we may remember, that we may use it, that we may become better servants of you. Father, go with us now in the continuation of this service, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.